Welcome to Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. We play all of your favorite anime openings, endings, retro, and current TV shows, movies, soundtracks, and along the way, learn a little bit about their history. Subscribe to our weekly show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please give us your ratings and reviews. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a voice message with your soundtrack request over at anchor.fm/toyflavor, and we'll play you and your request on the next show. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's episode of Toy Flavor Soundtracks. Support for soundtracks comes from Toy Flavor USA. Toys, anime, collectibles, and all the stuff that makes you happy. Welcome to episode 9 of Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks, the show that takes you back to your childhood and educates you about the music you don't think too much about. Soundtracks in film and television are ever-present in affecting your emotions, almost as if they were invisible living characters. We open this week's show with a track from 2018 Solo, a Star Wars story called Meet Han, composed by John Powell with elements of the original Star Wars theme composed by John Williams. As you know, Star Wars Episode 9 is coming out in theaters in almost exactly 30 days from now. You also know I already have my tickets. Behind the scenes, right after our Studio Ghibli Icon special, we're putting together an amazing icon special for the Star Wars fans out there, but also for those who aren't quite sure what Star Wars is about. That icon special you don't want to miss. Visit ToyFlavorRadio.com or our Facebook page at ToyFlavorUSA for more information. The next track is from 2008 anime series called Soul Eater. This is the second opening theme called Paper Moon by Tommy Heavenly Six.
Oh, した鏡浮かび上がる文字 Your destiny 君が望めばどんな世界もその手につかめるから惑わされないで
easily be forgotten in the big business of Japanese anime and American motion pictures are there are other countries around the world producing amazing films with just as exciting soundtracks. Most of these we never get to hear. This next soundtrack is from 2015's highest grossing film in India, the epic action film Bahubali, The Beginning. Bahubali won the National Film Award for the Best Special Effects and Best Feature Film. The Telugu language version won a host of awards from the 63rd Filmfare Awards South, including Best Supporting Actress. The ending theme song, Jiva Nadi, sets off a set of soundtracks right here on Toy Flavor Radio.
ある笑顔、胸に閉じ込めてる。
守られてるばっかりは嫌やわ。どっちも守りたい。
だからパリは熱く燃やすよ今。
Thank you.
was a great set. There are just some tracks that put you in the right frame of mind and motivate, such as the case with 2001 motion picture Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. Its track, May It Be, was composed by Irish singer Anya, Nicky Ryan, and Roma Ryan. All of the Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit soundtracks were composed by Howard Shore. Howard Shore is yet another genius film composer that will be honored with an Icons program real soon, so stay tuned. Prior to that, you listened to 1000 Sparking from the 2006 anime series of 26 episodes, Negima. I have to admit to you, this series kind of confused me. You see, there is an opening track for the same series called Happy Material, but apparently there have been OVAs, a live-action series, and a video game soundtrack out there that I found it hard to find out which belonged to which. In any case, we'll come around to playing Happy Material on another show. Next up, another set of soundtracks starting with the 1995 anime series Mobile Suit Gundam Wing, Just Communication by 2MIX.
We'll be right back.
Saturday, November 23rd, Toy Flavor Radio Icons highlights the work of one important studio or brand that has affected us all to the depth of our cores. These special episodes take on a deeper look at the selected icons' history and, especially, the music associated with them that inspired and moved us all. Toy Flavor Radio is proud to announce the first Icon program honoring my favorite animation studio. The legendary masters of animation, Studio Ghibli, has been an enormously profound part of our lives, even if you don't recall every movie or TV episode they produced since its founding in 1985. On Saturday evening, November 23rd, I welcome you to come, relax, and join us for Toy Flavor Radio's Icons, A Night with Studio Ghibli. We'll enjoy a look at a rich company history and the soundtracks to many of the studio's award-winning and heartwarming productions. Like our page on Facebook at Toy Flavor USA or stop by toyflavorradio.com for more information. Toy Flavor Radio Icons is an exciting series of podcasts we know you will love listening to over and over again.
Everybody is kung fu fighting. Your mind becomes fast as lightning. Although the future is a little bit frightening,
little bit frightening.
The life that you're riding,
life that you're riding.
You're a diamond in the rough, a brilliant ball of clay. You can be a work of art if you just go all the way.
Look out!
Now what would it take to break? I believe that you can bend. Not only do you have to fight, but you have got to win. Cause everybody is kung fu fighting. Your mind becomes fast as lightning. Although the future is a little bit frightening,
little bit frightening.
The life that you're riding,
life that you're riding.
You are a natural. Why is it so hard to see?
Everybody is kung fu fighting.
Kung fu fighting.
Your mind
You just heard a song from the 2008 animated film Kung Fu Panda, performed by CeeLo Green and Jack Black. That was Kung Fu Fighting. The original version of Kung Fu Fighting was written and performed by Carl Douglas in 1974. Also, the original song sold 11 million records and is listed as one of the best-selling singles of all time. Interesting thing to note, it was a song that wasn't expected to be taken seriously and recorded within 10 minutes. This goes to show you, you'll never know what could be your claim to fame. Even the creativity you don't think of very much or the stuff you throw away. Just ask Stephen King. Always remember, he threw away his original short story version of Carrie in the trash before his wife took it out and encouraged him to finish it. To Carl Douglas, well done and congratulations on your endless residuals. Prior to that, you heard the opening track from the animated series Rick and Morty. The series is still going strong since 2013 with a fourth season just releasing this month. A very funny show on the Cartoon Network. Before that, we heard from The Simpsons opening theme composed by Danny Elfman. The intro track won the National Music Award for Favorite TV Theme in 2002 and won the BMI TV Music Award in 1996, 1998, and 2003. Richard Gibbs composed the music for the first season of The Simpsons and, a side note, was also a member of the same band with Danny Elfman, Oingo Boingo. The series started as a set of short animations on The Tracey Ullman Show in 1987 and its own series in 1989 and has 667 episodes, 31 seasons, and no plans to stop. And now, can you tell me which movie this is from?
Is this a 50s or 1999?
you said 1985's Back to the Future, you would be correct. Composed and performed by Huey Lewis and the News for one of my all-time favorite movies. By the way, Back to the Future was entered into the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress for preservation. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Back to the Future is and always will be a national treasure. This next track is the second Star Wars-related soundtrack for the night. This is from 2016's Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, called Jyn Erso and Hope Suite, composed by Michael Giacchino.
Thank you.
Would you believe Michael Giacchino had only 4.5 weeks to produce the soundtrack for this movie? Rogue One was plagued by production issues not too unlike Solo. Stories of reshoots and changes in directors, including changes in the soundtrack. Michael Giacchino stepped in, and the rest is history. As I mentioned in episode 8, Michael Giacchino will most definitely have an Icon special dedicated just for him. So, my friends, we have reached the end of episode 9 with a clear shot of episode 10, our second milestone episode. Please join me next week for more soundtrack fun. I love our evenings together, and trust me, I learn quite a bit as much as you do. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review and a rating of the show. In fact, anywhere you listen to Toy Flavor Radio soundtracks, please leave us your thoughts and rate the show. We'd love to hear from you. Also, feel free to submit a request for a soundtrack that means a lot to you. You can even submit a voice request over at anchor.fm/toyflavor. We'll close the evening with the motion picture that took our breath away this year, as well as deeply heartbreaking. This is the outro theme, Main on End, from the Avengers Endgame, composed by the awesome Alan Silvestri. Thank you for listening to Toy Flavor Soundtracks. As always, be safe and have a great week.